Good morning. On Thursday night, my wife looked at me and said something interesting. She said, "You look like you're getting sick." I said, "How is this true? I feel totally fine." Friday morning, I woke up sick. I don't know if that's her fault or my own. But it certainly teaches us something about marriage, right? So about 1 month from now, I will be celebrating my 29th wedding anniversary.
大概一个星期以后, 我和我太太就会来庆祝我们第29个结婚纪念日。
Maybe this is why my wife seems a bit like a prophetess.
也许就是因为这个原因, 我太太有点像先知一样啊，知道下面发生的事情。
I remember the day, almost like it was yesterday.
我还记得那一天，就像昨天一样。
I still had hair on my head.
那时候我头上还有头发。
So I haven't lost the memories, only the decorations.
我还没有忘掉当时的那些记忆，当时所有的装饰。
And I remember how crazy those days were planning for all of the details.
我还记得那时候在准备婚礼的时候有很多疯狂的事情，非常的忙碌。
It's easy to remember because this year has been a pretty busy year for me and two of my sons.
这个对我来说还是比较容易记得住，因为今年正好我的两个儿子和我们也很忙碌。
Two of them got married.
So on
that side, my second son beat my first son to marriage, but my first son got on the idea and made it there himself as well.
Okay, 他二儿子先行一步，打败了他的哥哥，但是他哥哥也有他自己的主意。
Notice they didn't have any hair when they got married.
有一点不一样的是，我的两儿子结婚的时候就没头发了。
And I think that was because they made fun of me when I was losing mine.
我想他们是在开我的玩笑，因为我的头发已经没了。
Weddings are interesting, aren't they?
婚礼是非常有意思的，对吧？
It's a time when two parties stand before a group of peers and their families to make promises and commitments that they can never really fulfill.
双方两个人站在他们的家人，站在他们朋友的面前，许下了很多很多的诺言，而这些诺言他们很难完完全全的兑现。For
those of you that are married, do you ever drift back to think about the vows that you made on your wedding day?
你们那些已经结过婚的人，是不是有时候会回到记忆中间去回想当初你们的婚约誓言？
Here are some of the promises that I made from my vows.
下面是我当时所立下的誓言。
If
maybe there's none.
Oh, there is some, I promise. Here's some of the things that I said. On this day, I will give myself completely to you. I commit myself to love you as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
他说，今天我把我自己交给你。 我承诺我要爱你，就像基督爱教会，为教会舍身。I
also said, I will always be faithful to you. I commit my life to helping you grow in your love for and knowledge of God, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
我会永远的忠于你。我承诺用我的生命来帮助你，在对我们的神和我们的救主基督耶稣的
And if I'd have stopped there, I think I've done a pretty good job of keeping these vows so far.
如果现在就停在这里的话呢，也许我觉得，哎，我这个承诺兑现呢，应该还算是比较好的。
But in my naivety, I continued on to make promises.
但是当时我还是继续还有其他的承诺。
And I said, I will lovingly lead you in our household. And I will place your joy and life before my own.
我说我要用爱来带领你和我们全家。我要把你的喜乐和你的生命放在我自己的喜乐和生命之前。
This is the phrase that I think about all the time.
这句话有时候常常让我沉思。
That I promise to put my wife's life and joy before my own.
我说了。我要把我太太的喜乐和生命放在我自己的喜乐和生命之前。
On the day of my wedding, I believe that I gave a gift that I would never take back.
我想在我结婚的那一天，我给出去一个礼物，我永远不可能再把它拿回来，永远不会再把它拿回来。
I even gave her a ring as a token of that promise.
我还给了她一个戒指，作为我这个誓言的一个象征。
I had a ceremony that was witnessed by God and family and friends.
我们这个婚礼这个庆典是在家庭朋友和神面前他们都做了见证。
And I swore that it would be forever.
And 我发誓这个爱是会是永久的。
And I still mean it 29 years later.
我仍然这么想虽然已经29年过去了。
But let's be honest.
但是很诚实地跟大家说
That day wasn't about the intentions of things that sounded beautiful in the moment.
那天这个目的是听上去是非常非常的美好。
It was about promises of action that I would be very hard to accomplish.
但是我所许下的那些诺言其实是比较难完完全全的兑现。
But the problem is that's not always how marriage works out.
但是很多的婚姻最后的结果常常不是这样。
As a matter of fact, in the U.S., Christian marriages and marriages outside the church have the same chance of surviving for a lifetime.
事实上是在美国，基督徒之间的婚姻和非基督徒之间的婚姻。能不能在整个人生一直能够坚持下去，这个最后的结果其实没有什么差别。
And we know that marriage is worth it.
我们知道这个婚姻是绝对是有价值，完全是值得的。
But God gave it to us for a purpose to point to something even greater.
但是神把这个婚姻的关系给我们，是为了指向一个更加重要的关系。
And that is to point to the relationship that we have with God.
指向的那个关系是我们和神之间的关系。
The logic goes something like this.
这个逻辑是这样的。
If even people, flawed people, can make a promise to love forever, can't we believe that God can do the same?
如果有缺陷的人都能够承诺彼此相爱到永久，难道我们不能相信我们那个大有能力的神也能够做同样的事情吗？
And even when men and women don't keep the promises that they make, God never fails to keep his promises.
男人女人我们人常常会不能遵守自己的承诺，但是神永远守他的承诺。
I've been in ministry for quite a number of years now.
我在牧会侍奉已经有很多年。
And in that time I've done just a little over 20 other weddings for people.
在这个过程中间，我大概可能主持过超过20个婚礼。
And when I think about the vows that I make and I sit and listen to the promises that these young couples are making, sometimes I laugh, but only to myself.
当我回想我自己当时的承诺和听到那些年轻的夫妻他们彼此之间承诺的时候呢，有时候我会禁不住的内心的笑只有自己在笑。
The promises that they're making are grand.
因为他们所的许下的承诺是非常非常的大。
But the experiences with the difficulties of life are small.
但是他们经历过生活的艰难的这个经历其实还是非常少的。
Now, don't get me wrong, I think that we should have the loftiest goals that we can to honor God in the marriages that we have.
Well, 不要理解错我的意思。我完全相信我们应该在神给我们的婚姻里头，我们要 设最高最高的目标。
But we also need to understand how much help from God we're going to need to make those promises come true.
但是我们必须要让自己知道，为了实现这些目标，我们有那么多的需要，我们需要神来帮助我们。
Officiating weddings for other people at the beginning of their life can be a pretty fun part of ministry.
主持婚礼，看一对夫妻开始他们的新生活，这是非常非常激动人心的一个时刻。
But it often leads to a not so fun part of ministry.
但是这个有可能会最后走到我作为牧师的另外一部分的工作，而这部分的工作呢，没有那么激动人心。
And sometimes that's helping those that you have helped to get married go through some of the difficulties that they're experiencing.
有时候是你主持婚礼的那一对，你还要帮助他们来经历婚姻中间的一些非常大的困难。
Even now, I'm in the process of helping three different couples whose marriages are kind of on the rocks.
就是现在我在帮助三对夫妻，他们的婚姻有比较大的问题。
They're struggling with forgiveness and trust and wondering if they can ever love again like the day when they made those promises.
他们在对彼此饶恕和彼此信任在这个挣扎之中，他们不知道他们能不能还像当初结婚的那一天一样彼此相爱。
And many of them can't even remember how they got to the place where they now are.
很多人都不知道他们怎么一步一步走到今天这个地步。
As I said before, marriage is between two people is something that's supposed to point to a more important relationship.
我前面说过了，两人的婚姻本意是要指向一个更重要的一个关系，就是我们和神之间的关系。
One that's not dependent on the fickle nature of incapable people.
这个特别的关系，我们和神的关系是不取决于我们人自己的软弱和不稳定的这个本相。
It points to a relationship where it is in absolutely capable hands of the one who always keeps his promises.
这个关系是在那个大能的神的手中，他永远守住他所有的承诺。
And Jesus is the bridegroom.
耶稣是那个新郎。
And the church is his bride.
教会是他的新娘。
The whole world is invited to witness and drawn into the beauty and majesty of this relationship.
整个世界被邀请来看这个关系的这个关系的美丽和宏大。
It's a relationship where commitment and honor and dignity and unconditional love and forgiveness are displayed.
这个关系是在这个关系中间所显示的是是荣耀，是饶恕，是尊严，是无条件的爱。
As we go throughout life, there are many things that can cause us to have doubts.
在我们经历我们人生的时候，有很多很多的事情让我们有怀疑。
But our relationship with God is designed in such a way that we should never have to have a doubt about it.
但是我们和神之间的关系的本来的设计是让我们不应该有任何对这个关系的怀疑。
God already knows our propensity to wander away from him.
神完全的知道我们有这个倾向会走偏路。
And that is why he has given us the beautiful gift of the gospel.
这就是为什么他给了我们这个美丽的福音的礼物。
That I believe culminates in a relationship that has eternal security.
我自己个人相信这个关系最后能够进入到那个永恒的保障之中。
Oftentimes when we discuss the doctrine of eternal security, we do so kind of separated from this idea of our relational side, the relationship side of our relationship with Jesus.
常常我们在讨论永恒保障这个教义的时候呢，我们忘掉了神在里面起的作用，而只是看我们人所做的那个方面。
And when we do that, we end up having kind of a colder conversation where the discussion focuses just on either the commitment of the person or on the capacity of God, instead of the capacity of God.
如果我们这样做的时候呢，我们常常会在一些经文上来讨论或者是争议，来用来维护自己的观点，而常常我们看的是人的行为，而不是神的能力。
And in doing so, we make this more of a topic of apologetics instead of a response to the gift that God has given us.
所以在这个过程中间，我们把这个看成是一个彼此对自己立场的一种争辩，而不是来顺服神本来的旨意。
So this morning I would like to cover four different passages of scripture that can give us kind of the confidence in our salvation for those of us who believe in Jesus.
所以今天早上我要用四段经文来跟大家讲述，希望能够来增加我们的自信心，神和我们之间的关系。
And the first is from the passage of scripture that we read this morning.
第一段是我们早上刚刚读过的这段经文。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9.
以弗所书第二章第八、第九节。
This has always been one of my favorite passages of scripture.
这段经文一直是我最喜欢的经文之一。
And I like it because it focuses not only on two kind of some major issues of how we have salvation, but it also clears up about the topic of the role of good works.
我之所以喜欢，因为他在这边非常清楚地讲了跟救恩有关的两个最基本点，同时也讲清楚了我们人应该在这里面扮演的角色。
In the first part, we see that it speaks towards the motivation of God.
第一部分我们能看出来神的本意，神。
He talks about that for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that this is a free gift of God.
第一部分讲你们得救是本乎恩，这是神所赐的。
We need to remember that our salvation was planned by God.
我们应该认识到我们的救恩是神所设计的。
It was purchased by God.
是神自己。
And it was
把我们赎回来的，付代价赎回来的。
It was given by God through His Son Jesus Christ.
是神通过他儿子赐给我们的。
We had no part in the planning.
我们在设计规划的时候，我们没有份。
We had no part in the purchase.
用代价把我们赎回这个过程中间，我们没有，也没有起任何作用。
In fact, we were only able to respond to the giving of the gift because the Holy Spirit called us to Himself.
我们只是接受了这个礼物，因为圣灵感动我们去这么做。
So if you think about it, we only brought one thing to the plan of salvation.
所以在这个救恩计划的中间，我们只有一样东西是我们的贡献。
Jonathan Edwards put it this way.
Jonathan Edwards 他是这么说的。
The only thing you contribute to your salvation is the sin that makes it necessary.
你唯一为救恩所做的贡献就是你的罪，它使得救恩成为必要。
This highlights the fact that our salvation was initiated by God, not by us.
所以这里面非常清楚地告诉我们，这个救恩是神所发动的，跟我们没有关系。
The only thing we add is the need to be saved.
我们加进去的，我们的贡献就是我们有这个需要，需要被救赎。
Do you really believe this is true?
你相信不相信这是真理？
Well, the rest of Ephesians 2 in this passage helps us to understand.
接下来的以弗所书的这段，再加以弗所的后面，帮助我们更清楚的来理解这个道理。
The second set of phrases in verses 8 and 9 say this.
接下来在第八、第九节的第二点，它是这样子说的。
It says that this salvation, this the reconciliation with God, it is not of our own doing. It is not as a result of our works.
在这里说，这个救恩或者是和神和好，不是出于自己 也不是出于行为。
This makes things doubly clear.
这个使得这一点加倍的清楚。
Not only did he say it was a gift from God,
他不仅仅是说这个救恩是神的恩赐，是一个礼物。
You did nothing to deserve it.
你没有做任何事情来配得这个救恩。
We didn't earn anything.
我们没有做任何东西来配得任何事情。
We didn't clean up our life enough to be offered such a good gift.
我们没有把我们自己的生命改变干净到一个地步，我们才配得接受这个救恩。
We didn't make promises about our future to deserve this beautiful gift.
我们也没有说我们将来会怎么样怎么样好来配得我们接受的这个救恩。
We didn't make enough restitution towards the people that we had hurt in life.
我们也没有来改变我们以前做了一些不好的事情，比如说我们伤害了那些其他的人。
Nor were we able to please God in any way before coming to him.
并且我们也没有在接受救恩的时候，我们自己能够真正的使神喜悦。
And this is a really important thing to understand.
这是我们需要理解的一个非常非常重要的事情。
This is such an important aspect in terms of understanding grace that it became one of Grace Bible Church's four pillars.
对恩典的理解和恩典的重要性，也就是因为了恩典的理解和对恩典的理解和恩典的重要性，恩典是我们恩典圣经教会 GBC 的四个主要的支柱之间的一个。
Why is this so important?
为什么它那么的重要呢？
Because it has a foundational way of understanding everything we believe about our salvation.
因为这是我们理解我们救恩的基础的基础。
Which leads us to think about what's important in terms of eternal security.
这也带我们来思想另一个问题，就是我们救恩得救的永久的保障。
It seems that all over Grace Bible Church and our partner churches, we're looking for teaching pastors.
这个好像我们 GBC 的不同的这个分部。跟获得跟我们有关的这些教会都是在招教导的牧师。
At Midtown we've been looking almost 1 year.
在 Midtown 这个在 Bryan 我们要找一个牧师现在已经差不多花了一年的时间。
At our Creekside campus we know that our teaching pastor is leaving in June, and so we've begun that process.
Creekside 我们知道我们的教导牧师会在六月份离开，所以我们现在也开始了聘牧这个过程。
And the search goes on here as well.
我们在这里，我们这个教会也在聘牧的过程之中。
So many of my days I sit either interviewing different candidates in face-to-face meetings or having Zoom meetings with people as they show interest.
所以我的白天我常常我的工作就是或者是Zoom 的这个面试，或者是面对面的面试，来面试那些可能的这个将来的领袖，就是那些candidates 候选人。
And I never fail to ask them about this question.
我从来都不会忘掉问这一个问题。
How would you communicate that our salvation is made possible?Only through the work of Jesus' death and resurrection as a payment for our sin.
我一直会问的这个问题是，你如何来描述我们的救恩唯有透过耶稣的死亡与复活作为我们的罪的赎价才能实现。
How important is this question?
这个问题有多重要呢？
It's so important that if they get the answer to this question wrong,But the answer to every other question right, we still won't hire them.
这个重要的程度是，如果这个人对这个问题的答案不对，哪怕其他所有的问题的答案都是对的，这个人也不会被我们聘为牧师。
We have to make sure that they have the same beliefs about what must or must not happen before someone places their faith in Jesus.
我们必须要确认这一点。当一个人得救之前或者之后必须要做什么事情，这个问题要有一个清楚的答案。
And what must or must, or what must or shouldn't have to happen after they place their faith in Jesus.
或者说是必须要做的或者不没有必要做的，一定要这个问题一定要有清晰的回答。
And what we refer this to is kind of either front-loading the gospel, what has to happen before, or back-loading the gospel, what some people want to require afterwards.
所以我们问的这个问题，就是可能是实际上是两个方面。第一方面，在得救之前有什么必须要做的事情，然后是在得救以后有哪些事情你必须要做。
There's a group of people that have a belief that there are a number of things that have to happen before someone can come to Christ.
有一些人相信，就任何一个人接受耶稣之前需要做这几件事情，所以是个前置条件。
They believe that before someone should come to Christ or at least come into the church, that they need to clean their life up to a certain degree.
有的人认为，当一个人来到教会接受耶稣之前，至少在某种程度上要让他自己的生活能够有改变，清洁自己。
Or they believe that somebody needs to have a history of good works before they can come to Christ.
或者说他们必须要有好的行为才能接受耶稣。
Or they have to have a certain height or a certain depth of understanding about who Jesus is before he would accept them.
或者是他们必须要有一定的深度和广度来了解耶稣到底是谁，在他们得救之前必须要有这个了解。
But here's the problem.
但是这个问题是这样的。
Where's the line?
这个标准在哪里？
And who gets to move it?
是谁做这个决定？
We know that these things are not true.
我们知道这些条件，这些前置条件都是不对的。
And as we'll look at a few verses in a moment, we will see that a person doesn't have to accomplish anything on the front side of the gospel for them to be accepted by Jesus.
接下来我们会读几节圣经，我们会知道这些前置条件都是不对的，因为我们接受救恩不需要我们前面有什么条件。
There are others that want to backload the gospel.
那有的人呢，要把福音加一些后置条件。
They want to say that as soon as a person comes into a relationship with God,There are a number of hoops that get set up that those people should begin to jump through so that everyone can see that they are a believer.
他们说你信了耶稣之后，就像很多圈，你要一个一个跳过去，你必须要满足这些条件。
Some people have
才能真正成为一个信徒。
Some people have demands for immediate change.
有的人说你必须要有马上的生命的变化。
From the moment that you trusted Christ, your life should begin to change immediately.
从你接受耶稣的那一刻，你的生命会马上的改变。
Some people think that they have demands for dramatic change.
有人有这个要求，你接受耶稣的那一刻，你的生命要有戏剧性的、巨大的改变。
All of the big things that you are struggling with should now immediately go away.
所有那些大的、你原来挣扎的那些事情，应该马上就全部消失。
And some people have demands for particular change.
有的人有，你对某些人有一些特别的要求，这些东西你必须要改掉。
Either the things that are important to them or the things that are important to their church ought to be the things that change first.
有这些事情，我们自己认为很重要的事情，或者教会认为比较重要的事情，这些事情你必须要马上改变。
But again, what's the problem?
但是问题是什么？同样，问题在哪里
？Where's the line？
这条线划在哪里？标准是哪里
？And who gets to move it？
谁做这个决定
？We know that these things are not true as well. That we're not. There's no prescribed lifestyle that immediately a person has to live in a certain way for them to hold on to their new relationship with Jesus.
我们知道这些东西都是不对的，因为没有一个条件。说得救以后，你必须马上要做这些，来让你保持在这个救恩之中。
And this is cleared up by Romans chapter 5.
这个观点，这些观点在罗马书第五章里头啊，我们能看到啊，这个它是怎么样来纠正的。
It says, therefore, we have been justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we also have obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
罗马书第五章第一、第二节说，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得以与神相合。我们又借着他因信进入现在所站的恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Romans 5 picks up the argument right where Ephesians 2 left off.
罗马书第五章实际上是以弗所书第二章接下来紧接的在讲同样的。
Here this passage says that we are saved through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们前面说了，我们是因的主耶稣，靠着主耶稣得救。
And it's through him that we have obtained access, that we have been given entry into something that already exists by this grace.
我们是通过耶稣基督，我们进入到一个原来已经在的那个状态之中间，这就是进入到他的恩典之中。
And this passage talks about how we have been given peace with God.
在这个经文里头讲到我们怎么样和神相合，和神和好。
This word in Greek, irini, talks not just about the feeling of tranquility, but about the circumstances that have become, we've become favorable with God.
这个相合这个词在希腊原文中间的意义不仅仅是我们心里觉得平安，它讲的是我们和神之间的关系的一种状态，一种好的关系。
And it's the fact that now, even though we were living a life that was offensive to God, we can now stand before him without blemish and without blame.
所以哪怕我们以前我们过的生活并不是被神所喜悦的，借着这个恩典，在这个恩典之中间，我们没有任何污点，我们没有任何指责。
But all of this is because of what he has accomplished on our behalf in our lives.
而这个是因为他做的，他为我们做的，而不是因为我做了什么。
This isn't a peace with God because we were far out of his reach. This isn't a peace with God because we are far outside of his reach.
他讲的这种相合并不是因为神是那么的远，我们够不到他，所以我们要有这个相合。
But it's a peace with God because he has drawn us near.
这个相合是因为神在走近我们，让我们跟他相近，我们得到这个相合。
And a little later in chapter 5 of Romans, Paul goes on to remind us that God loved us from the very moment of our creation and even in the midst of our sin.
接下去罗马书第五章讲到了神从造我们的那一刻就爱我们，哪怕我们还在罪恶之中。
He said that but God shows his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书第五章第八节说唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
So let me ask a question.
所以我在这里问大家一个问题。
If this is true, why would God ever require something from us on the front side or the back side of salvation to keep his pleasure?
那如果你相信这个圣经的话的话，那你为什么要认为得救之前我们需要做什么事情，或者之后要做什么事情？
God didn't look at our performance or our possible production and then draft us onto his team.
神并没有看到我们的这个 performance 看我们做的怎么样或者是将来的这个潜能，然后把我们放到他自己的队伍之中。
God didn't look down from heaven and see Saul of Tarsus and say, I need this guy on my team and turn him into Paul because he needed his help.
神并不是从上面往下看说这个人我看到他这个人很好， 我要他来帮我做事工，就像保罗能够帮我做事工一样，因为我需要这个人。
Instead, he allowed Saul to experience his grace and to change his wrong thinking.
他做的是让扫罗通过经历他来改变他自己的思想，变成保罗。
And after 14 years in the wilderness, he showed Paul even more grace and allowed him a chance to be a servant in his kingdom.
他让保罗在经历旷野中间14年以后，自己有这个主动的愿望来服侍他。
Paul never thought he had earned anything.
保罗从来没有觉得他自己配得，通过自己的行为配得任何事情。
And Paul never doubted that God's love would ever change.
保罗从来没有怀疑神的爱会改变。
The third scripture that allows us to understand that we're secure in our salvation is found in John's Gospel.
第三节圣经，第三段圣经是帮助我们来理解我们救恩保障的。这节圣经是在约翰福音第十章。
In John chapter 10, Jesus is speaking and he says, I give them eternal life that they will never perish and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all.And no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand.
约翰福音第十章二十八节到二十九节说，我耶稣在说，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手中把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。
For many of us, this is a familiar passage about Jesus being the door to salvation and the good shepherd.Who knows each one of his sheep?
这两节经文我们很多弟兄姐妹都很熟悉。他告诉我们，耶稣是那个救恩之门，他认识我们每一个人，我们是他的羊。
And again, this passage helps us to understand from which direction that salvation came.
这两节经文也告诉我们，救恩是从哪个方向过来的？救恩来自于哪里？
It's from God the Father and from Jesus the Son.
救恩来自父神和他儿子耶稣基督。
This is not only a powerful text that helps us to understand the deity of Jesus, but also the Father's role in our salvation.
这两节经文不仅仅是告诉我们耶稣的神性非常非常的清楚，同时也告诉我们他父神在我们救恩中间所起的作用。
And that while both of them are involved in giving the gift,That the Holy Spirit, we will find out in the next passage, is involved in helping us respond.
父神和耶稣，他给我们这个礼物的时候，恩赐的时候，圣灵在帮助我们来回应，来接受神的这个礼物，就是救恩。
Both of the Father and the Son are offering a salvation and saying that no one can take that back away from them.
父和子都把救恩给我们，并且说没有任何人能把这个救恩夺去。
And no one includes even ourselves.
没有人，这个没有人包括我们自己。
No one can undo what the Father and the Son have proclaimed.
没有人能够把父神和耶稣所宣称的他们已经做的事情来 undo 就让他 undo
and Jesus even says that it's in the Father's hand who is greater than all and no one is going to take that from his grasp
耶稣甚至说都是在父神的手中而父神比万有都大我比万有都大谁也不能从父手中把我们把你们夺去。
I love the context of this passage.
我非常喜欢这节经文它的上下文的意思。
Because the picture of what is happening is actually very, very personal.
因为它所描述的这个图案是个非常个人的图案，我们可以直接跟它相关。
The good shepherd being supported by the will of his father has called each of our names personally and allowed us into the door of his sheepfold.
我主耶稣在他父神的支持下，他一个一个叫了我们的名字，让我们进入他的羊圈之中。
It's not only a place of protection, but it's also a place of identity.
这个羊圈不仅仅是一个保护的场所，也是给我们身份的一个场所。
It's that we've been adopted back into the family of Jesus, and that nothing will be able to change this identity, not our own words or actions or attitudes.
这个身份就是神把我们带到他儿子的国度里，而这个身份是没有任何东西可以改变、可以夺去的。这个也包括我们的想法、我们的行为、我们的态度，没有任何东西能改变我们这个身份。
The last scripture that we look at is back into Ephesians chapter 1.
第四节圣经，第四段圣经，我们还是回到以弗所书。
Says, in him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory.
以弗所书第一章的十三、十四节说，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记，这圣灵是我们得基业的基业的凭据，直到神之名被属，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Here back in Ephesians, we also clarify the further role of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
啊，再回到以弗所书里头，我们又清楚地看到圣灵在我们救恩得救这个过程中间所做的工作。
That once we place our faith in Jesus, that we are sealed by the Holy Spirit until that day of salvation arrives.
所以在这里说，当我们接受主耶稣的时候，我们就受了圣灵的记号，就像给封起来，然后打上个记号一样。
That we
一直等到我们被赎的那一刻。
That we are given the Holy Spirit as a guarantee of our future inheritance in eternity.
所以给了我们圣灵。它是我们得基业的凭据，将来得基业的凭据。
Not only are we placed in the Father's hands, we are also sealed as believers by the Holy Spirit.
我们不仅仅是被放在神的手中，我们也有圣灵为印记。
That way, when we go through difficult times, we know that Jesus will make good on His promise to return and His promise that we are His.
虽然了解了这一点之后，虽然我们会在我们生命中间经历各种各样的困难，但是我们有这个确据，因为他给了我们这个应许，他会再回来，我们知道我们永远是属于他的。
Now let me state clearly that there are some other passages of scripture, like Hebrews 6 and Hebrews 10, that seem on the surface to intimate that there is a different view of our eternal security.
我在这里必须要跟大家讲清楚，有时候圣经里头有一些比较难理解的经文，比如说希伯来书第六章和第十章，你读上去表面上好像在说救恩会失去。
And these passages of scripture are difficult to deal with, and one of the rules of study that we should have as a Bible student.Is never let the difficult passage interpret the simple passage. Let the simple passage help us to interpret the difficult passage.
当我们碰到一些比较难解释的经文的时候，我们要有这样的一个原则：我们不要让复杂的经文经节去解释简单的经节，而是用简单的经节去解释复杂的经节。
As we think about these difficult things, sometimes the problem can be expressed in two different kinds of terms.
当我们来想这些复杂的问题的时候呢，我们可以来用一个这样的一个东西来描述。
What we've been talking about this morning is eternal security, or the security of our salvation.
今天早上我们讲的话题是救恩永恒的保障。
And this is a describing the vertical relationship that men and women have in their relationship with God.
而这个是描述的是一个纵向的一个关系，是我们和神之间的一个关系。
And what we've learned this morning is that God and His Son Jesus firmly hold that security of our salvation in their hands, and that nothing can undo it once it has been committed.
我们从这里今天早上的经文里头看到。父神和耶稣，我们的救恩是在他们手里紧紧抓住，任何东西不能让他失去。
However, oftentimes we confuse this discussion with another discussion, and that is about the assurance of salvation.
有时候我们常常把救恩的永久保障跟另外一个观点。这个就是得救的确据，把这个两个混为一谈。
And the assurance of our salvation kind of exists in a horizontal relationship between men and women as they look to one another and see what their lives, how it reflects that relationship with Jesus.
这个得救的一个确据，有时候在某种程度上是表述在这个横向的关系中间，就是我们人和人之间，弟兄姐妹之间。我们你看着我，我看着你，我们有自己的想法。
This is how we as flawed believers might gain confidence or a lack of confidence in knowing whether someone else is a believer.
由于这个原因，我们因为我们自己的缺陷，有时候会确认啊，这个人是一个信徒，有时候会怀疑这个人是不是一个信徒。
But I promise you it's by no means foolproof.
但是我要跟大家讲的是我们人的这些观点是会出错的，不是一直是对的。
While a person who says that they are a Christian and has good works may not truly believe, a person who affirms their faith in Jesus might be going through a difficult stage where there's no external change at all.
有时候有看的人他自己是说啊自己是个基督徒，然后有很好的行为，但是也许这人不是真正信主的，而另外一方面，是一个真正信主的人，也许他的生命在经历一些非常非常困难的过程中间，在他的生命中间也没有很好的改变呈现出来。
And while we may be known to others by our good works, we are known to God because of the justification of our faith.
我们向神向人所呈现的常常是我们做的功，我们做的好的或者是做的不好的，但是对神来说重要的是因信称义，因为我们的信我们有这个救恩。
To believe in the ability to lose our salvation is to believe something very different about the way the gospel was received.
如果有人相信救恩会失去的话呢，那就是对福音理解有不一样的地方，下面一些不一样的地方。
It can't be God's free gift if once received and sealed that it can be undone by words or actions.
如果这是真正的恩赐，那就不可能因为你个人的行为而失去，原来有了又变成没有了。
Believing that we can lose or even somehow reject our relationship with Jesus and the salvation and eternal life, it does four things.
如果我们信了耶稣之后，还有时候会怀疑，觉得救恩会失去，或者是救恩没有永久保证，如果你有这个想法的话呢，实际上是在做下面这个四件事情中间的一件。
The first thing that that type of belief does is it erodes the motivation of Jesus' gift.
第一个就是你降低了耶稣给我们这个恩赐的动机，它的出发点。
Our salvation was given to us while we were yet sinners, not according to our actions.
我们得到这个礼物，得到这个恩赐，我们当时还是在犯罪之中，没有任何我们自己的行为。来配得这个礼物。
And to tie any part of our security to works is to undermine the very reason why God has pursued us at all.
所以如果我们怀疑我们救恩的保障 永恒的保障的话呢，我们就是在怀疑一开始神为什么要给我们救恩，他是怎么给我们救恩。
Second, if you believe that we can lose our salvation, it wrongly elevates the authority of a person's role in their salvation.
那如果我们相信救恩会失去的话，那我们就是错误的把我们人的主权，把我们人的权威提高了。
Again, if we are unable to do anything to earn our salvation, then how could we think that we could do something to unearn our salvation?
如果我们没有因为我们做的任何事情来配得这个救恩的话，那有什么事情我们做的会让我们失去救恩呢？
Sin was our only contribution to the salvation process, so further sin, whether that's behavior,lack of faith or rejection can't be a determining factor in losing it.
我们前面讲了，罪是我们对救恩这个过程中间唯一的贡献。那同样，我们得救以后，罪也不会，我们犯罪也不会成为我们救恩会不会失去的这种可能性，它不会成为一个决定性的作用。虽然我们还可能犯罪。
Third.That type of belief eliminates the power of grace to forgive for all time.
第三点，如果我们相信这一点的话呢，我们就除掉了我们所相信的神的恩典来饶恕我们，这个饶恕我们这个恩典是所有的时候都适用。
Accepting the grace of God puts us into an eternal relationship of forgiveness.
接受救恩把我们放在了一个永久被神饶恕的一种状态之中。
We have accepted the gift of Jesus' death and resurrection for all times and for all sins.
我们接受了主耶稣通过他的死和他的复活给了我们的饶恕，所有的时候，所有的事情。
The very power of grace is that it can overcome something that we might do to even try to ruin it.
我们知道神他饶恕的这个恩典的能力能够克服我们所有自己想要做，以至于你甚至在想会不会来影响神给我们的这个。
And the fourth is that it wrongly equates our obedience with Jesus' sacrifice.To secure our own salvation through action.
第四个错误，第四个问题，如果我们有这个错误的观点的话呢，实际上我们就是把顺服神的受死和我们把顺服神的受死和我们要通过行为来保证救恩这两个东西就等同起来。
If we can't initially earn our salvation through our actions, then we are unable to secure our own salvation through good works.
因为如果我们没有通过我们自己的行为来得着这个救恩的话呢，我们同样也不会因为我们的行为来保障我们救恩的永久性。
And in the end, if we believe that our salvation can be lost,then we believe one of three things.
那如果归根结底，如果你相信救恩可能会失去的话呢，你实际上在相信下面的三件事件中间的一件，或者是所有的。
One is that we are insecure in our view of God.
第一就是我们对神的看法是没有安全感。
That we misunderstand His power, or we misunderstand His motivation for bringing us salvation.
也就是我们不理解他的能力，我们不理解他为什么要给我们这个救恩，他的出发点。
Or it could be that we've just become judgmental or legalistic towards others.
也许可能就是第二点，就是我们自己看别人的时候呢，用论断、用律法法规的这个眼光来看别人。
That somehow we've begun to draw lines or expectations of what other people'sbehavior should be like to show that they've actually started a relationship with God.
那我们就是人为我们自己画一条线，或者定一个预期值，人应该怎么样怎么样怎么样来作为一个 信徒应该怎么样怎么样来去做。
Or we've become arrogant.
或者是我们变得很傲慢。
Thinking that somehow we're so good that we must have added to the equation.
有时候可能就是我们傲慢，我们觉得我们很厉害，我们要把其他的东西放进去。
If we believe that our salvation can be lost, then we automatically believe that it can be sustained through our good works.
如果我们相信救恩会失去的话呢，我们同时也在相信我们可以靠自己的行为来维系这个救恩，靠我们自己。
I hope that this morning we can trust that God has done an amazing work in our lives to bring us into a relationship with Him.
我们今天早上在这里，我们希望每个人都相信神做了那个奇妙的工，把我们带到和他这个美好的关系之中。
Yes, there are certainly those who claim to be Christians that have never understood the impact of the gospel in their lives.
是的，是有一些人，他们自己认为自己是基督徒，但是他们从来没有认识到福音的大能能够改变他们的生命。
And yes, there are those who are not living as Christians ought.Maybe having forgotten about the impact of what Jesus did at their point of salvation.
也许有其他人，他们过的生活不像是一个基督徒所应该过的生活。他们忘掉了主耶稣拯救他们的时候，怎样来改变他们的生命。
But the Scripture tells us clearly that the only way to come into a relationship with God is through the grace that He provides.And he reckons that as faith and justifies us to himself.
但是我们要知道的是，唯一的一点，我们能够得救是因着他的恩典，让我们有和他有这个关系，能够跟他有和好。
But does that erase the need for good works?
那是不是说理解了这一点，意思就是说我们不需要有好的行为呢？
As a point of salvation, yes.
那如果是我们在讲作为得救这个条件的话呢，这个答案是是的，我们不需要行为。
But as part of the Christian life, no.
但是我们作为我们基督徒的生活，我们还是要有行为。
Our application goes back to Ephesians 2, but in verse 10.
所以我们今天的应用要回到以弗所书第二章的第十节，
which says,For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
以弗所书第二章第十节说，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
So I leave us with a question of reflection.
所以我把这个给大家做一个问题，或者让大家来思想。
While our good works don't bring us our salvation nor secure our salvation, are we walking closely enough with Jesus to fulfill our calling in the way that He wants us to live?
这个问题是，虽然我们知道我们的行为不决定我们得救，不决定我们得救的保障，但是我们蒙恩得救以后，我们是不是紧紧地跟随主耶稣基督？来行出神所呼召我们要做的。
Let me pray.
祷告。
Father, we thank you for the beautiful gift of salvation that you give us. That, Father, there's nothing that we can do, either before or after the cross, that adds anything to our salvation. Lord, that it's held firmly and securely in your own hand. And for that, we should be so thankful because of the way that we often live our lives.But I pray that you would draw us back to the question that now that we do believe, now that you are living within us, that your spirit lives within us, how would you want us to act? Not so much to affect the security that we have with you, but to give others in the world an assurance of our salvation that explains the hope that lives within us. And I pray that you would help us to do that through the power of your spirit. And we pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.